From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Venezuelan government has detained two opposition leaders just today after claiming victory in an election to form a new constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The Supreme Court said Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma, both former mayors, violated terms of their house arrests.
Y si usted en este momento está viendo este video, es precisamente...
Lopez, in a video statement, said his arrest was unjust and illegal, referring to himself as a prisoner of conscience. His attorney said his client voluntarily surrendered to authorities and would never flee the country. Condemnation of the arrests was swift and almost universal. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for the UN Secretary General.
The Secretary General is concerned that an escalation of political tensions will distance the country from a path conducive to finding peaceful solution to the country's challenges.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson described the arrests as alarming. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders held President Nicolas Maduro personally responsible for the two men's well-being.
The vice president spoke with Mr. Lopez just last week, and he and Mr. Ledezma are political prisoners held unjustly by the Maduro regime. The United States condemns the actions of the Maduro dictatorship, and we hold Maduro personally responsible for the health and safety of both men and any others seized by his dictatorship.
The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against Mr. Maduro. Malawi's former president Joyce Banda told Reuters Tuesday she's innocent of corruption charges. An arrest warrant was issued Monday. Banda, currently in the U.S., is wanted for alleged abuse of office and money laundering, part of a wide corruption scandal in the country dating to 2013 known as Cashgate. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence is in Montenegro, final stop on a European tour that included visits to leaders of the Baltic states in Georgia, where he took aim at Russia's continued military presence.
At this very moment, just 40 miles from where we stand, Russian tanks sit on Georgian land in South Ossetia. Today, Russia continues to occupy one-fifth of Georgian territory. The United States strongly condemns Russia's occupation of Georgia's soil.
Pence said relations with Moscow will not improve until its destabilizing policies toward Ukraine and ties to Iran, Syria, and North Korea change. He said President Trump will sign a tough new sanctions bill targeting Moscow over its backing of pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. Pakistani lawmakers Tuesday elected former oil minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi to replace Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Mr. Abbasi was easily approved by 221 votes in the 342-seat lower house National Assembly, controlled by the ruling Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz Party. One of those lawmakers is Marvi Memon.
I think you will see a continuation of the great policies of the PMLN and with the same vigor that has been going on before, because at the end of the day, we have to deliver for our people and we have to come back in 2018.
That's when Pakistan is to hold its next election. Mr. Sharif had to resign Friday after the Supreme Court disqualified him for not declaring a source of income, a matter he disputes. The bodies of eight migrants were discovered at sea off Libya's coast Tuesday as rescuers pulled hundreds out of the dangerous crossing in rubber dinghies to safety. Nearly 95,000 have been brought to safety in Italy so far this year, a slight increase over last year, as people mostly from Africa and the Middle East seek a better life in Europe. More than 2,200 others have perished in the attempt to cross the Mediterranean so far this year. Brazil's President Michel Temer is expressing confidence he'll prevail in a vote Wednesday in the lower house of Congress to put him on trial for corruption for allegedly taking bribes from a meatpacking executive. A two-thirds vote to accept the charge would force him to step down for 180 days and face a trial in the Supreme Court. The legislative test comes a year after Mr. Temer's predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was ousted following an impeachment trial over budgetary violations. Peter O'Neill was re-elected prime minister by parliament in Papua New Guinea in a campaign marred by violence and allegations of ballot fraud. He narrowly won a second five-year term with 60 of 111 votes in parliament. Media reports indicate the Trump administration will make a decision soon on China's trade practices that could involve tariffs and other trade restrictions. U.S. complaints include steel dumping and intellectual property theft. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.